Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it.
Hello, it's Friday.
Woohoo! Are you feeling all right?
I'm all right. Actually, do you know what? I'm feeling quite ill and I hope I'm not getting whatever it is that you've had. Because I want to have a lovely Easter weekend.
When you say you're feeling quite ill, have you got a snotty nose and a cough?
I've got
a
snotty
fever?
Nose. I've got a temperature. I've had James in bed for 4 days, pretty much. He's literally just been laying down, like, and he, I don't know what it is. Like, is it a man thing? He lays in bed and he's like, oh my head, and I'm like, you don't have to make those noises. Actually really annoying. Just be ill and just get on with it. Just be quiet.
But also, I would love to be able to put myself to bed for 4 days and just be like, oh, I'm too ill to do anything.
I don't
understand. We can't do that. We never do that.
Well, the thing is that the kids have been at my parents' this week, so he's actually been lucky to be ill this week. This has been perfect. And I bet I'm going to get ill as we pick them up.
Of course you are. Of course you are, George.
But anyway, I don't want to moan. How are you?
I'm on the mend. I'm on antibiotics now, and I'm on my Chinese herbs, and I'm on all my vitamins. So I think it's moved into my ear from my sinuses. So I'm still not feeling 100%, but at least I'm not where I was a week ago.
If this podcast is particularly nasally, you know why.
and also sorry for moaning about our health at the beginning of the podcast. There's nothing worse when you're feeling all upbeat and you've got two hosts moaning about their illnesses. So anyway, apologies. We're on good form and we're ready for this podcast. Thank you for sending in your questions. We're going to do an Ask Us Anything. Georgia, do you want to kick us off?
Yeah, let's kick us off. This is from Danielle. How do you cope with mum guilt?
Oh, I do not cope with mum guilt.
I don't cope. Yeah, I don't cope with it at all, actually. No, I just don't. I think I find it easier now because I try and be quite practical about it. Like, for instance, this week, both the kids are at my parents'. And I feel guilty that they're there for the whole week and it's the Easter holidays. And then I start to be practical and I'm like, right, okay, but I'm here and I'm working. And if they were here with me, I'd be snappy with them because I'd be rushing around. I'd be trying to drop them off to various different places. It would feel very chaotic. Whereas they've gone to my parents, they're really happy. They're getting all the attention. And so I try and reason with my mum guilt, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I like that bit of advice. Have a conversation with your mum guilt and tell her to go away.
Yeah, tell her to piss off.
I don't. I feel particularly guilty, or have been feeling particularly guilty of late, because I have been covering my dream job in the entire world. Obviously, I've been doing breakfast, but that means that I have to leave before they wake up. So they think I'm leaving in the night. So I've had endless questions. Are you leaving in the night? You always leave in the night. Why do you have to go in the night? And I'm like, it makes me want to, you know, my heart wants to sort of burst in, but like, it does hurt me. But I'm trying at the moment to try not to take on so much emotional stuff from other people, including my own children, that actually I need to focus on myself. I need to focus on getting well. I've got to pay my bills. And actually explaining to them, I think it's harder because it's the Easter holidays, but explaining to them how much I love doing what I do and how much we need me to work. And I think otherwise you can let the mum guilt like flood over you like an ocean, exactly. And it can feel really overwhelming. So
yeah, and also you don't think straight as well. No. Like I don't look at other mums and be like, whoa, why are you not with your children 100% of the time? Yeah. Why are you doing that? I never do that. So I don't know why we do it to ourselves.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. Okay, I like this question. Tips for coming off the contraceptive pill in preparation for starting a family. I'm 31 years old and starting to plan a family for the next couple of years. How not to feel like time is running out?
This is so hard, isn't it? Because I think it's not that, almost like the moment you hit 30, it kind of, as a woman, feels like, right, I need to make a decision. What am I going to do? Am I going to have a family? Am I not going to have a family? I need to start planning this. You hear people saying, I came off of the contraceptive pill and it took me 3 years until I got my periods back. You hear all of this stuff, don't you? And it's so different for everybody. Yep. Like some people come off the pill and 2 weeks later they fall pregnant. Some people come off the pill and 3 years later they fall pregnant. And I think I do. I mean, personally, I look back at being on the pill and I don't think it was very good for me, my body personally. So I'd always say, if you're thinking about starting a family, it is good to know your own cycles, like your natural cycles.
Yeah, agreed.
So coming off the pill is not a bad idea.
Yeah, I think that's right. It's good advice, actually, just to kind of see where you're at. But also remember, for all of the sort of stories that you hear about, oh, it took me X amount of time to regulate my periods again, you hear those stories where people come off the pill and they get pregnant the next month. So yeah. I think if you want to start a family, like Georgia said, you know, potentially now would be a good time to come off, have a little think about it, make sure that everything's working in your body and, you know, you understand when you're going to get your period. Because remember, the pill just masks all of that sort of stuff. So just get to know your body a little bit better. And yeah, don't think that time's running out. You're 31 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so young. Women are having their kids so much later.
Exactly. And there's so much that can be done as well. You know, like I think of all the people that we've had on, who've, you know, gone through IVF or fertility treatments, and it's not so clear cut as like, no, this is it, and that's the only route to being a parent. There are so many different routes if that's what you want.
And so. I always like to ask myself the question, what can I do? What can I control and what can I not control? And with that one, the only thing that you can control is coming off the pill if that's what you choose to do. The rest of it, you've kind of just got to enjoy the process, okay? Because you haven't even started yet. And that's the fun bit.
Where to get wide leg trousers for us shorter ladies?
Oh, here, sister.
Yeah, exactly. It's both of us. I think M&S, you know. M&S
are great.
Brilliant. They come in different leg lengths. Also, Fat Face, their trousers come in different leg lengths.
Yes.
But M&S have got, Topshop. Yep. I think M&S do at the moment have a lot of wide leg trousers in like bright pink, pastel yellows, like so many different options. So I would definitely go and have a look there, and good price points as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And also just remember, if a pair of trousers does turn up to your door and they are really long, like I have an amazing pair of wide leg, bright pink, neon pink trousers. They're too long, but I got some of that that iron web.
Wonderweb.
I just hoik them up and I've got a really lovely pair of trousers that fit me perfectly. It took me about 5 minutes.
You just iron them up. You just put it on and iron it, don't you? James is a master at Wonderweb.
Yeah. Me and James will be on the next series of Sewing Bee on BBC
Two. You will.
Yeah.
Thoughts on being a traditional stay-at-home wife? Maybe a guest for an episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for a while, haven't we? Getting, you know, someone who decided to stay at home with the kids on the podcast. But actually quite difficult to find someone because obviously people who come on this podcast are usually coming on because they may be promoting a business or they've got something, you know, something work-wise going on that we talk to them about. But if you do know anybody that is a stay-at-home mum with an interesting story, please send them our way because it's definitely something we want to cover.
Definitely. One of my really good friends, she's a traditional stay-at-home wife and her kids are a little bit older now. They are, I want to say, 16 and 14. And I really envy her life. Like, she's had a really brilliant, lovely, relaxing life. And now the kids are a bit older and one of them's in boarding school. And, you know, she's like in the gym and she's hanging out with friends and she comes to London, does a bit of shopping. You know, just like, I'm all here for it.
Yeah.
I'm not that.
Exactly. And the thing is, though, I guess when the kids are younger, I think staying at home is actually not the easy, it's not the easy no. route. It's actually the hard route. When I hand my kids over to school and nursery yeah. and go to work, I feel like I'm getting a break. And so mums that are with their kids, you know, all of the time, wow, I take my hats off to them, because I couldn't do it. But like you say, then their time comes when they do go to school and you get that time, you know, you get those 6 hours a day back, or you
in
get
the spa.
Yeah, I mean, yes, maybe yes, that's what please. We need to be doing.
Someone, Anna, has written, have I missed a pregnancy announcement? Not from us, only from Britney Spears this week.
No. Oh, yeah.
Congratulations to Britney Spears. We need to get her on the podcast.
Yes. Anyone has any links to Britney Spears? Please let us know. Essential products for 5 minute mum makeup. I think anything that doesn't require a brush, if you're trying to be really quick, you know, like the Maybelline, what's it called? Eraser concealer. You can literally yep. just whack that on and blend it in. Cream blushes.
Yeah.
Like all of those things, you can just use your hands to quickly put on your face.
Absolutely. I think the Ebrorian products are brilliant.
Yes.
They've got like a CC cream or a BB cream, one of those two. I think the Charlotte Tilbury Wonder Glow, which you can put underneath that, is a really nice base because yeah. it gives you like a really nice sort of dewy finish. Victoria Beckham's through Victoria Beckham Beauty, which I tried out yesterday. She's just released this brand new pot. It's like an eyeshadow. You just use it with your finger. So it's yes. like, I don't know how quite to describe it, but it's kind of goldy. You put your finger in and then you just pop it onto your eyelids
yeah, just
and it doesn't
dab it
fall
over.
Onto your face. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, so just things
anything
like Georgia
like
said.
Like that, mm. yeah. I mean, we both rate that Maybelline concealer. It's so good. Even just to have in your handbag, if you know, to just touch up throughout the day.
Yeah.
Cream blushes.
Cream blushes are amazing now.
Yeah, and not the NARS ones on the sticks are actually really good.
Yep, they're great.
But again, there's so, you know, so many alternatives if you head into like Superdrug or Boots. Just have a look for things that don't require a brush.
Yeah, old Tesco's I was in the other day and they've got a really nice makeup section. I got some really nice lipsticks, one from L'Oreal and one from Maybelline. I think they were like $7.99 each.
Exactly. Love a Maybelline. We'll be right back after this short break.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we?
This is from Beth. Do you get on well with your in-laws? Next question, caller.
Oh, that's so funny. I actually do. I think we had... When I first met James, I think they were quite wary of me. And what? Then they didn't really get to know me very well because we lived away from them. We've mm-hmm. lived away from them for like 8 years or 9 years or whatever. And then I think it's only now since we've come, you know, we live closer. We live about 40 minutes from them now and we do see them at weekends and stuff. I think they understand me a bit better. And I don't know. Yeah, I do now. I really do. Yeah. So...
Okay, well, that's
nice. It's been a journey, I think.
As it always is.
As it always is, exactly.
I'm not sure really what to say on this, so I'm just going to say that I really, really like my father-in-law. He's one of the nicest men you'll ever meet. And I really like his wife, who's not Dawson's mum. And she's incredible. She's a lovely Scottish lady, and we have a really lovely time. And in fact, it's kind of the kids don't really have any, like, he's their only living grandfather. So he's very, very, very special to us. And I'll just move on there. Next question.
How do you deal with pressure to have another baby from friends, family, even strangers? I keep seeing so much about this at the moment. Mm. It's weird, isn't it? That people think that you can't just have one child. Like,
So my new favourite thing to do is to make people feel really uncomfortable if they've made me feel uncomfortable. So, for example, if someone says something to me that I think is outrageous, I'll just say something outrageous back to them because I'm like, I'm sorry, but I don't know who you think you are asking me that question or making a statement like that. I'm not mean or a bitch. I'm just like, you know, for example, if somebody was putting pressure on me to have a child, I would turn around and say to them, I'm sorry, but this is, firstly, it's absolutely none of your business whether I'm going to have another baby or not. And secondly, I haven't made up my mind. So if you could just leave me alone and not ask again.
Or say something to throw them, like, I don't even like children. And then they don't know what to do after that. They don't know what to
do. That is the piece of advice that we were waiting for, actually. Just tell them you don't even like children.
Just be like, I don't even like children.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Or why would I do that? Give me 10 reasons why I would do that. There we go.
Put them on the spot, like they've put you on the spot, basically. Yeah.
Exactly.
Please give me some reminder of dry shampoo recommendations.
All Day Long, the Living Proof one. There's two. There's the original one and then there's a newer one, which is slightly more expensive. But I would say if you don't use it all the time, I try not to use it loads and loads, only when I'm desperate. The Living Proof one, the slightly more expensive one, is really good. It actually cleans your hair. It actually absorbs the oil and it smells lovely. It is brilliant. So, yeah. But if, again, there's other, you know, there's cheaper alternatives.
Yeah, I'm going to go Batiste, actually, if I'm honest with you, because I really rate it. I mean, obviously, I love the Living Proof stuff as well, but a good old Batiste. And you can obviously get the blonde ones or the brunette ones and you can get lovely strawberry-smelling ones. They just, for me, they just do the job properly.
Yeah. They are really good. Yeah. What things do you do to relax and how do you manage stressful times?
No, I have not got this balance right. And this is a very interesting and timely question because I am incredibly stressed. My body isn't functioning particularly well. I'm very overwhelmed with work. I'm flooded with cold and, you know, headaches. And, you know, my neck is so jacked up at the moment. I had physio on it this week and he was just like, whoa. He was like, no wonder you're getting blurry vision. No wonder you've got headaches constantly all day long. He was like, your neck is in agony. And it's just so I don't deal with stress very well at all. And I don't do anything for myself. And I really, really, really need to look at that. And it makes me feel quite emotional admitting it because he said to me, why have you left this 6 months? What, you've been taking paracetamol every day for 6 months? He was like, you're joking. Why have you not come to see me? And I was like, because I've got three children. And and I put everyone else before myself. And he was like, well, that's got to stop. And actually, it was quite a big realization. So I don't deal with stress well. Do you?
I used to think I did. And I remember at work, everybody used to say, oh, you know, you're so calm, like you never get stressed out. It's so good. And actually, yes, at work, I don't get stressed out and I can be very rational and, you know, prioritize things and also just see things for what they are. You know, I'm not working in the emergency room. I'm not I'm not operating on, a life or death situation. I'm just doing this or I'm just doing that. And I do try and be quite logical when it comes to work. But then recently, I don't think I manage stressful personal situations. So if we've got a lot going on at home, we might be having building work and we might be, mortgages, all of that kind of stuff, I don't deal with the stress very well. And actually, when you say things like, what do you do to relax? I don't actually relax. And I've really learned that this week. I haven't had the kids. They've been at my mum's. And I still wake up at 6 o'clock and I've just started working from the moment I open my eyes. It's not good. I don't know how. I actually don't know how to. I don't think I know how to relax. And I can go for massages and facials and all of that. But ultimately, I'm probably still sitting there thinking of all the other things that I need to do. So I guess maybe that's what we need to focus on this year, though.
Big time.
How
I'm
do
all
we
over
relax?
It. I think we just move the Made by Mama's office to, you know, some Moroccan retreat or something and we just go and live there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? We'll do it.
Okay,
cool.
Fine.
Anyone help us out with that? That'd be brilliant.
Brilliant. Zoe, did you end up getting Botox? You mentioned it a few episodes ago. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I love my Botox. I've had it done about three times now. And I don't know why I'm like touching my face and fiddling with my hair because no one else can see me apart from you, George. But yeah, I love it. I love it. And I've got a really amazing lady who is based out of Beaconsfield, Marlow area. Dr. Grant, her name is. And I know that I'm in very safe hands with her. I just have a little bit in my forehead. It's completely freshened me up. It just makes me feel a bit more confident. With all the early starts and stuff, I was just looking a bit knackered and a bit haggard. So yeah, I'm into it.
Absolutely. Why not? Yeah. Do you ever have moments of sadness? If so, what are your pick-me-ups?
Yeah, do you, George?
Yeah, I do. I do. Not all the time, but I do definitely have moments where I literally think, oh my God, when is this going to end? Like, this is crazy. Like, you know, like when, you know, especially when there's lots going on at work and then you feel like you just come home and you're just picking crap up off the floor continuously and you're just loading the dishwasher and unloading the dishwasher and then someone else is like trying to get something off of you for work. And then, and I do like sometimes take a step back and I'm like, oh my God, this is a really sad existence. This is like, but then on the flip side of it, I then to try and pick myself up, I then do think about all of the positives and like, you know, God, moaning about being really busy with work. If you'd have spoken to me 6 months ago when I was about to go freelance, I'd have been like, wow, like, is that really going to happen? Are you going to be that busy? Are you going to have that much going on? It's so hard. And yeah, I do really try and look at all of the positives. And then, like, you've taught me that you can't have light without shade. So you are going to have those times.
Yeah.
Because then you actually appreciate the really good times.
Yeah, totally. I completely agree with you. And I think, that's the right way to look at it. It's like, you can't be happy, all singing, all dancing, pretending that everything's okay if it's not. I think it's really important to share the highs and the lows. This is what we do the podcast for, really.
Yeah.
I suffer from quite bad blues. What I really want to focus on is being a bit more level and a bit more, you know, I don't want to be so high and then come down so low. And me and Dozer, you know, we had a big conversation the other day and we've been talking lots actually about our relationship and what we need. And I think we both find it really difficult when we don't have anything in between work and parenting, like you said. Like, what is this life? What, I just come home, clear up, put a load of washing on, and then what, just, I'm so knackered, I don't even cook my dinner and then I just go to bed. Like, this isn't, I don't see my friends, I'm not seeing my family. Like, it's just, that's not fun for anyone.
Exactly.
So he just said to me, he was just like, you know, we need more of us. We need more us time. We need to go out and do dinners, we need to go to the cinema, we need, like, it's okay, you don't have to be with the kids, you know, when you're not working, you don't have to be with the kids all the time.
Yeah, is that
you know,
because
that's my guilt, that's it.
That is such a big thing. I was talking to James about this the other day, and at the moment he has one day a week with them, right? One day a week, and that's his one day a week off to do everything. He worked Monday to Friday, and then he trains Tuesday and Thursday night, and then he plays football on a Saturday, so he has one day.
Yeah.
And he realized he hadn't seen like some of his best friends for like nearly a year. He's like, but I can't, I can't go and see them because it's the only day I get to see the kids. And I'm like, but you have to, like, you have to, even if you feel like you only have that tiny bit of time for them or for anyone, you have to do something for yourself. And it's so easy not to, and to forget. And then it all comes on top of you. So yeah, I think that's what we've got to do.
Absolutely. George, let's just take one more. Please do a spring fashion Q&A. We will. We
definitely
will.
Absolutely will.
Georgia, where is your long cream white coat from?
It's from H&M.
Who chose it for you?
You chose it for me and I've worn it so much. Absolutely love it. I don't know how I lived without it. How do you make mum friends? My son is in preschool and a lot of seem clicky and up themselves.
Oh,
I mean, you don't want to make friends with someone who's up themselves, really, do you?
No way. No way. How do I make mum friends? You become quite intuitive, and I think you can figure out the ones that are going to be your soul sisters and the ones that aren't. And that's absolutely fine. Obviously, go down the usual route with like the Mush app or the Peanut app, but really don't try and force a square peg into a round hole. If you're not gelling with the mums at school or the mums at nursery, that's fine.
Yeah,
you're more likely to meet a mum that's in walking into Starbucks behind you who's pushing a pram, and you can be like, hello, do you want to have a coffee with me?
But that's what I was going to say, you've got to put yourself out there and make that, like, have those uncomfortable like conversations where you just be like, oh, we've really got on, should we do something? Because they can only say no. Yeah. But what's the worst that can happen? They say no, and they look at you a bit like, oh, you're a bit keen. It's not going to happen. They're not going to do that. They're really not. I've learned that recently. No one does that. So,
love that.
On that note,
we're going to say goodbye. Thank you so much for sending in all of your messages and all of your questions. It's been an absolute treat to answer them today. As always, please rate, review, subscribe, and follow the podcast if you've got a second.
Yeah, and if you have got any suggestions for stay-at-home mums who would like to come on the podcast and share their story, then please do drop us a DM. We're on @MadeByMamas, and we will be back on Tuesday.
Made by Mamas is an Insanity podcast production, and today's episode was produced by the lovely Charlotte Mason.
Insanity Group.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.